from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Well, I kind of want to go back a little bit in your career and just what you could say about your college days, you know, covering you in the ACC, just what you can say you can take from that experience to where you are now.
ACC, by far, in my opinion, the toughest conference. You got to come to play each and every night, and it kind of, you know, prepares you for the NBA because, you know, each team are, you know, trying to get a win. I mean, it's something to fight for. Wins are big. So it molded me, you know, playing in the ACC for nights like this and, you know, competing each night, not taking nights off. So, it was, you know, like I said before, playing in the ACC definitely helped.
When you see teams like Syracuse and Louisville, Pitt and Notre Dame all coming in, just what you can say about what that makes about that conference and how difficult the ACC is and how that's helped build you into the player you are?
Those, you know, tough teams coming from the Big East, it just made the conference even better. It took it up a notch. Their style, they're known to be physical teams. And, it helped out a lot. It helped out a lot, you know, coming in, you know, Syracuse zone, Pitt's toughness and, you know, things like that. Louisville's toughness on both ends. So, those teams made the ACC take it up a notch.
You brought up the Syracuse zone. How difficult is it for a guard to go up against that?
It's pretty tough because 9 times out of 10, the people that's in the zone have long arms and very athletic. So it's kind of hard to get in the gap. So you got to beat them with the pass and knocking down shots.
So when you look at where you are today, going back to your coaching staff that you had in college, is what you can say about maybe some of the coaches that specifically stuck out to you or what they said to you that can help you on a night like tonight?
You know, for one part, you know, ever since I walked in the door at Georgia Tech, they were all on me. They didn't really let nothing slide. They didn't really give me a chance to, let, you know, take a day off. Things, you know, they made sure I competed each and every night. They told me, you know, playing at the next level, it's not going to get easier. Everything's going to get harder, so I have to put in even more work. Even more hours in the gym, working on my craft. And mentally, I have a strong mind. It's more mental than physical. I feel like I have all the physical tools. You know, it's just really, for me, 95% mental and then like 5% physical, in my opinion. But, just, you know, tough mind and just playing hard on every possession. That's the biggest thing, and competing. Diving on loose balls and just leave it all on the floor.
When you talk about 95% mental and 5% physical, just to go a little bit deeper into that, how important the mental game is, that you can prepare, you can know the playbook, you can play defense well and do this, that, the other thing. You can be strong, like you said, physically, but mentally, if you're not there, you don't have it. So just, you know, how the mental part of the game can either make you or break you.
Mental part, little things like missing shots. If you know you're a good shooter and you put in the time, you got to have a short memory. And you just got to have the confidence within, knowing that the next shot is going to, you know, knock it down. And with no hesitation, don't hesitate. Don't, you know, talk to yourself in your head. Just you know if you put in the work and all the hours you put in the gym that the next shot's going to go in. Moving on to the next play, if something go bad, just, you know, sometimes people put their head down. If, you know, they made a mistake, you just got to move on and try to make the next best play for the team. Whether it's getting a loose ball, getting a defensive rebound, or, you know, just, you know, being in the right place at the right time. So everything adds up. All the little things matter.
Playing with Wesley Awundu and Jonathan Isaac, just what you can say about what they bring to this team and what they bring to you as a guard?
Being that, you know, they're very versatile. They play 3-4. They can get out and run. And they learn pretty quick. I watched a little bit of Jonathan in ACC at Florida State. And he makes it hard for defenses, being that they play him at the four. He can, you know, put the ball on the floor. He can shoot. He can stretch the floor out. Definitely what this game is transitioned to. Not your traditional four, power four. And then Wesley, definitely great in transition. Knock down, you know, pull off the dribble, pull up, you know, off the dribble. His energy, both of their energies were great today in the first five practices that we practiced. Their energy was great, and in those, you know, those practices, they got better. I've seen a big improvement, and the future is bright for them, too, for sure.
And then finally, for you, what you can say about this Orlando Magic organization giving you an opportunity in Summer League, how important, even though these games don't count on the regular season or the stats and whatnot, how important they are to you and what this organization, this opportunity is for you?
Well, very important. Them giving me the opportunity to showcase what, you know, I've been working on all summer, showing that, you know, I'm showing my skills of being versatile, being that I can play the one through the four. And I know one thing, you know, is defense for them. You know, have a young core, and they're still kind of rebuilding. I mean, that new management come in, and they've done a great job so far, you know. And I know the future is bright because, you know, they have great plans ahead. And I can't be thankful and blessed enough for them giving me the opportunity and for something like this, because, you know, everybody doesn't get blessed with this opportunity.